and he has very profound and in-depth understanding of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya-charitamrita scriptures, and he has kindly agreed to share his time and his wisdom with us. So please welcome His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhu. Prabhu, you can take over.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity and time to read Srimad Bhagavatam with all of you. Wonderful Vaishnavas, this example of essences. Mancha Kalpataru Beshya, Prapasendu Behavachya, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Nama, Namao, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirti Shesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Adishtarine, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi, Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, and text number 30 onward. Hopefully we will finish the chapter today and give a little summary of the this chapter regarding activities of Lord Kapil Dev and how he taught the Sankhya philosophy to his mother, Devuti. So this text number 30 is Kapilopi Mahayogi Bhagwan Piturashramat Mataram Samanu Gyapya Pragudichim Disham Vayayo. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear Vidur, by following the principles instructed by Kapil, Devuti soon became liberated from material bondage and achieved the supreme personality of Godhead as super soul without difficulty. So I will go and give a little bit purport to each line or each paragraph that we read. So my dear Vidur, so Vidur, it is being told by Maitreya Muni, is narrating this whole story of Kapil Muni and Mother Devuti to Vidur. So he is telling that my dear Vidur, that she followed the instruction. The Devuti followed the instruction narrated by Kapil, her own dear son, who is supreme personality of Godhead. Same way like Rishabh Dev, and he is giving instruction to all his 100 sons. You will read that in fifth canto and Bhagavad Gita. So there are many narrations. So this is also between the Supreme Lord. He is giving us instruction directly through the medium of his devotees. So she became liberated by hearing and following the instruction. And she became free from all the material bondage. Material bondage means birth, death, old age and disease. Or we are baddha from so many conditioning and so many tendencies that we have according to the mode that we are in. So we may be in mode of goodness, patience and ignorance, and we are bound by these modes. So we have to become free from all these three modes and become above the three modes. Nestregunya Bhavarjuna. So she achieved personality of Godhead, and she could see, realize that there is super soul, Paramatma, in every living being, and that Paramatma is guiding her and Paramatma is directing her, and she should follow the direction. And we could do the same thing, and it would become very easier without difficulty that we will be able to obtain the personality of Godhead or go back home, back to Godhead like Devuti went. So the three words have been used in connection to describe the achievement of Devuti. Atmanam, that is the second, third and fourth line. Atmanam Brahma Nirvanam Bhagavantam Avapaha. Bhagavantam avapaha means she achieved avapa means she achieved Bhagavantam, she achieved the personality of Godhead. And nirvana means materialistic activity. When we get cessation of all the materialistic activity, that is nirvana, means we are suffering from birth, death, old age and disease. And if we become free from materialistic miseries, then that is called nirvana. But nirvana is not all in all. Beyond the nirvana, we have to serve the supreme personality of Godhead. Not that you become free from the disease, but then you do something actively. So this Brahma means a Brahman realization. That's about Krishna. Brahman is not just Brahma Jyoti, but Brahma Jyoti, Paramatma and Bhagavan. That is so Brahma. So these three words connected to describe the achievement of Devuti, Atmanam, Brahma Nirvanam, Bhagavantam. This refer to the gradual process of discovery of the absolute truth. mentioned herein as the Bhagavantam, the supreme means how to obtain. There are three steps has been given here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead resides in various Vaikuntha planets. Nirvana means to extinguish pangs of material existence. When one is able to enter into the spiritual kingdom or into the spiritual realization, one is automatically free from material pangs. So that is becomes like a byproduct. If we are already there in the spiritual world, there is no material pangs. So that is called Brahma Nirvana. According to Vedic scripture, Nirvana means it is cessation of the materialistic way of life. Atmanam means the realization of the super soul within the heart. So super soul is there in all the living entity, all the living being, and even in each and every atom. So ultimately the highest perfection of the is realization of the supreme personality of Godhead. It is to be understood that Dehuti entered the planet which is called Kapil Vaikuntha. So there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets predominated by expansions of Vishnu. All the Vaikuntha planets are known by a particular name of Vishnu, is understood from Brahma Samhita. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayonam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Krishna is available to his devotees very, very easily. But who is not a devotee, may be very learned, may be a Brahmana. It does not matter if one is a Brahmana. Like you could see the distinction between like a king. Like Durvasa Muni came and he was trying to upset the king Ambarish Maharaj. So Ambarish Maharaj, he did not really say, he just took a little padodak of the Lord for the Ekadashi, to break the fast from Ekadashi. But the Durvasa Muni became very hungry. He was very angry, and he, because he could not get the food, proper food, and he took little padodak or water that is washing the feet of the Supreme Lord. He just drank that little bit, and then he went all the way to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He went to the Shirodakshai Vishnu, and Shirodakshai Vishnu also refused. Although it is a Vaikuntha place, but he remained in Kuntha. Means he remained, he was, the Sudarshan Chakra was burning him even at the gate of the Personality of Godhead in Shirodak Vishnu. So that is the, so he, although he was a Brahman and King Ambarish was a Kshatriya, nonetheless he was defeated. And even Krishna said that I am tied up by my devotee. I cannot give you the relief. You go and pay obeisances and get relief from the Ambarish Maharaj. So he went back to Ambarish Maharaj and he prayed to the this Sudarshan Chakra to please release him from these miseries. And he said that if I have done anything pious, then please release him. So he did release. Then he did release him, Sudarshan Chakra. So in that way, Brahmana is not the greatest. Anybody could have Brahmani qualities. It is by qualities. But to become a devotee means one who is all the time focusing his mind, attention on Krishna, and then trying to serve him and preach his mission to everywhere by taking all the troubles, then he can advance. Further, he is a Vaishnava and he could liberate the whole universe. So here, Advaitam, so that is from Brahma Samhita, the Lord has innumerable expansions of his transcendental form, and according to the different positions of the symbolical representations in his four hands, he is known as Narayan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudeva, etc. There is also a Vaikuntha planet known as Kapila Vaikuntha, to which Dehuti was promoted to meet Kapila and reside there eternally, enjoying the company of her transcendental son. So Kapila Vaikuntha. So each and every expansion of the Supreme Lord, they are all Swamsa Tattva. Swamsa means just Krishna expands to enjoy different pastimes in his different forms with his different devotees. So it takes like the ocean, the waves of the ocean are there. Same way, there is a so many incarnations they come from Krishna, and with different mentality of the different devotees, they reciprocate with the Supreme Lord in that way. So in this way, there are the Vaikuntha planet in the Krishna, and the Lord comes down. That is called avataran, or coming down, or avatar. Avatar means they don't take birth. जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम एवं यो वेत्ति तत्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सूर्यं. सो कृष्णास बर्थ अपीयरेंस एंड हिज गोइंग इज कंप्लीटली ट्रांसेंडेंटल. इट इज नॉट मटेरियल लाइक वी हैव इन द मटेरियल वे दैट वी कम फ्रॉम द ग्रेन्स. देन देर इज ए शुक्राणु. फ्रॉम शुक्राणु आर स्पर्म. A sperm that comes in the male and then it goes to the female, and that is there is a gradual development. So that is all being narrated by Kapil Muni to his mother, how all these things happen and what is the how the living being they live, and also what is Paramatma, what is Bhagwan, and what he is looking from us, why we are here. So all these things are very nicely explained by the Supreme Lord. And ultimately, Devahuti went to this Kapil Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha planet. So we could also live with somebody that in the material world that we love, like say a male loves a female and female loves a male. And what happens in the next life, the male becomes female and female becomes a male, but in a different form, maybe as a cat, dog, whatever their activity or whatever their desires are, they again meet. But they don't recognize that they were a human being in the last time. That way, they perpetually go on like this to different species of life, and they miss the chance which is there only in the human form of life. So, the next verse in this way. So she went back to Kapil Vaikuntha and enjoyed with her son. Son, although you may say that his son is there in in the Ganges, like at the end of the Ganges, where the Ganges meets the ocean, then how come he is there also in the spiritual world? But Krishna could expand. He could be here, he could be there, he could be so many places together, like Lord Krishna was with his 16,108 queens. So Ganga Sagar, he is still there, Kapil Muni, so we will read about him. Tadvirasit punyatamam kshetram trelokya vishrutam namna siddhapadam yatra संसिद्धिम उपेयुषी. सो दिस इज टेक्स्ट नंबर 31. द प्लेस वेयर देवहूति अचीव्ड हर परफेक्शन माय डियर विदुर इज अंडरस्टूड टू बी मोस्ट सेक्रेट स्पॉट. इट इज नोन ऑल ओवर द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स एज सिद्ध पद. सिद्ध पद मीन्स व्हेन द सिद्धास दे गो आर दे गो एंड दे मीट विद द लॉर्ड एंड प्रे टू हिम. सो दैट इज द प्लेस दैट इज कॉल्ड सिद्ध पद विच इज द गंगा सागर. The next verse is tasya tadyoga vidhut martam martam abhut sarit strot sam pravarasomya siddhida siddha sevitam. So that's text number 32. Dear Vidur, let me open that. The material, dear Vidur, the material elements of her body have melted into water and all and are now a flowing river, which is the most sacred of all rivers. Anyone who bathes in that river also attains perfection, and therefore all persons who desire perfection go bath there. Since all these holy places, like we may say that what is there by going to all these holy tirthas and holy places, but the atmosphere is surcharged, and because those waters like Ganges water is washed, is washing the feet of the Supreme Lord in the same way that her body dissolved, like the body of Narottam Das Thakur dissolved in one of the river. So same way this body of Mother Devahuti got dissolved, her hairs and body just melted, and that river is very, very sacred, Saraswati River, and one can go and take a bath there and around Badrikashram in the northern area. So the next verse, Kapilopi Mahayogi, Kapilopi Mahayogi Bhagwan Piturashramat Matram Samano Gyapya Pragudichim Disham Yayo. My dear Vidur, the great sage Kapil, the personality of Godhead, left his father's hermitage, the permission of his mother, and went towards the northeast. So he went towards northeast, towards Himalayas or beginning of the Ganges River. Then he came down went all the way to Ganga Sagar, where Ganga is meeting with the ocean. So Siddha Charna Gandharvair Muni Bhish Chap Saro Ganahi Stuyamana Samudrena दत्तारह पानी केतन. When he went, while he was passing in the northern directions, all the celestial denizens known as Charanas and Gandharvas, as well as Munis and damsels of the heavenly planets, prayed and offered him all respects. The ocean offered him obeisances and place of residence. Purport. It is understood that Kapil Muni first went towards the Himalaya and traced the course of the river Ganges, and he again came to the delta of the Ganges at the sea now known as Bay of Bengal. The ocean gave him residence at a place still known as Ganga Sagar, where the river Ganges meets the sea. That place is called Ganga Sagar Tirth, and even today people gather there to offer respects to Kapil Dev, the original author of the Sankhya system of philosophy. Unfortunately, this Sankhya system has been misrepresented by an imposter who is also named the Kapil, but that other system of philosophy does not tally with anything described in the Sankhya of Kapil in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is a imposter Kapil. He is not an incarnation of Godhead, but people, sometimes the foolish people, they worship him as if he is the Kapil which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, but he is from the Kali Yuga, and he just talks about the material nature and counting how many elements, but does not talk about soul, super soul, or our relationship with the Paramatma or Bhagwan. And so that description is completely materialistic. It has nothing to do with Kapil Dev, who is instructing Mother Mother Devhuti. आस्ते योगं समास्थाय सांख्याचार्यैर्भिस्तुतः त्रयाणाम् अपि लोकानाम् उपशान्त्यै समाहितः. इवन नाउ कपिल मुनि इज स्टेइंग देयर इन ट्रांस फॉर द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ द कंडीशन सोल्स इन द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स, एंड ऑल द आचार्यास are great teachers of the system of Sankhya philosophy are worshipping him. So in trance, like Mahavishnu or Shirodakshay Vishnu or Garbhodakshay Vishnu, they lie down on Yoga Nidra. So trance is kind of like Yoga Nidra. They lie down there, and but just by his presence, everything is happening by his energies. He could lie down, but his energies, Parashya Sakter, Vividheva Shruyate, he has so many energies, Svabhavaki, Jnana, Balak, Kriyasya. By nature, those energies are there, and according to his desire, according to his wishes, they do the thing and come back again. Like if there is somebody has to be given a mercy, then Krapa Shakti. Krapa Shakti goes, so everything is a personified. The Lord's like, even the dust in his lotus feet is a personification. Anything in the spiritual world, there is a personification, and they abide by the order of the Supreme Lord. But in material world, it is all dull. Even our own body cannot do anything unless there is a sanction by the Paramatma. So we naturally have to depend on the personality of Godhead, but we think that it is by my prowess that I am doing, I am the doer. But we are not the doer. It is done by the provision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Paramatma. He sanctions, then only we can do anything. Otherwise, we are helpless and we cannot act. We are dead person. We are dead now even, but we are active because there is soul which is part of Krishna, and there is a super soul which is also Paramatma. He is also there. So there are two more verses. The next one, Ekanni Etanni गदितं वतात यत् प्रस्तुहं तवानवं कपिलस्य च संवादो देवहूत्यास्य पावनः. My dear son, since you have inquired from me, I have answered, O sinless one, the description of Kapil Dev and his mother and their activities are the purest of all discourses. So my dear son is told by Maitreya Muni to Vidur, because Vidur is like his son. Maitreya Muni is contemporary of he is also Parashar Muni's disciple, Vyasa Dev's contemporary, and Vyasa Dev's father of Vidur. He's just telling him, my dear son, that whatever you have inquired, I have answered, because he's hearing very, very nicely, attentively, and following that's why he's sinless. Oh, sinless one. The descriptions of the Kapil Dev and his mother and their activities are purest of all pure discourses. So by discussing or by contemplating, reading, or discussing about those topics, we also become pure. the way we associate, we get the same qualities of how we associate. So if we associate with devotees, we become devotees. If we associate with demonic people, we become demonic. So our association should be always pure. The last verse is, Ya idam anusun shunoti yobhidhatte kapila muner matam atma yoga guhyam bhagvati kutadhi supurna ketava upalabhate bhagavat padaravindam. The descriptions and the dealings of Kapil Dev and his mother is very confidential, and anyone who hears or reads this narration becomes a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is carried by Garuda, and he thereafter enters into the abode of the Supreme Lord to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So this is the Shruti Phala. Shruti means if you hear, and what is the phal, or what is the result of that. So if you hear this very confidential narrations between the Lord and his devotees, it is confidential. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, that idam param guhyam, it is very, very most guhya, most secret. So this is also secret, but now you say that it is already there in the books. So how it is secret? It's open secret in the sense that one cannot understand unless they are qualified. It's not that anybody who reads can understand the meaning of this. So one has to serve the spiritual master, go with humble, he has to have developed the qualities, and when he develops the qualities, then only he can understand these topics. Otherwise, it is difficult to understand, and so that's why it remains secret for everybody. And like Duryodhan was shown, like Krishna shown his Virat Roop and everything, but he did not accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna comes, many people have seen, but they do not know that he is the Personality of Godhead. And accordingly, they don't get the same results as the result where devotee gets it. So devotee has, naturally, he has a pure heart. Like Krishna went to Vidur's wife, she understood, and she became so much in love with the Supreme Lord that she did not care about her dressing properly. She just came, and Krishna gave his outer garment and covered her. So only devotee and Krishna. Krishna is looking for that, I do not know anyone else other than my devotee, and my devotee do not know anyone else other than Krishna. So same type of status should be with us, that we understand only Krishna. So many things about knowing about material world and so many verses and so many, but it has to be the feeling in the heart, that what we have feeling for the Supreme Lord, that is the most important, and how much we want to serve and sacrifice ourselves in cause, and how much we want to see that Krishna becomes happy rather than crying for our own unhappiness or distresses, or crying for our name, fame, puja, la, pratistha, or post or position. So those are not as important, but important part is that how much love we have for the Supreme Lord, how much sacrifice we could do. Love means how much prem may seva, how much we could serve the Supreme Lord. So here in the purport, the narration of Kapil Dev and his mother Devuti is so perfect and transcendental that even if one only hears or reads this description, he achieves the highest perfectional goal of life, for he engages in the loving service of the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no doubt that Devuti, who had the Supreme Lord as her son and who followed the instructions of Kapil Dev, so nicely attained the highest perfection of human life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 33rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Activities of Kapil. So this ends the topic, and we can try to just that what he is saying, how Kapil Dev instructed his mother in this 33rd chapter. So we could read little bit of those, his activities of the Lord Kapil, that is the name of the chapter, that Maitreya is narrating this to Vidur. And Devuti was the wife of Kardamuni, who was a very highly elevated sage, and she became free from all the ignorance above by hearing this devotional service. She became in transcendental knowledge. Although she was a woman, she said that I don't understand Nirvinnam Nitram Homan Asat Indriya Tarshana, that all the senses are pulling me. Tarshana means that is pulling or attracting, or senses wants to get into the contact with the sense objects. But she paid obeisances, she glorified the Lord, and she heard attentively, and she followed her instruction, and just instruction were finished, and she went back home back to Godhead. So Brahma, like he's unborn, said, but really Brahma is not unborn. He comes from the navel of the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So she's just saying that, my dear, you are the one who is unborn. The birth is in anybody who is a soul has to take a birth. So although personally you have nothing to do, so Krishna has nothing to do with this material world. But he comes and he acts. He acts for our benefit. Krishna says that he is not bound by the karma. He has nothing to do in three loke, all the three worlds. I have no duty. What he does, because yadyada acharati shrestha tatta devataro jana, whatever activities are done by the Supreme Lord, the people who are, they just follow that. So if somebody has a higher position in the society, they should act purely for sake of Krishna, like in Ambarish Maharaj or Yudhishthira Maharaj, in their kingdom, everybody was a devotee because the king was following. So the king should be like a Ram Rajya when we talk, but the head of the state should be a devotee of the Lord. Then everybody would follow and the whole world could go back home, back to Godhead. It is possible. So in this way, that is from, he talks about that how he has taken birth from the abdomen and how the soul they grow, how they come. So he's describing all these things. And so you have assumed the body in order to diminish the sinful activity of the fallen. That Krishna or Kapil Dev, he just came to remove the sinful activity of the fallen souls. Like the devotee also comes, like Srila Prabhupada came and he was so compassionate to see the fallen condition when he saw the billboards and people remaining naked and so many ways, drinking and forgetting about the aim of life like the animals. So he became very compassionate and he distributed this knowledge. And same thing that Kapil Dev is giving this knowledge to his mother. So the same knowledge that we are learning, so it's Krishna repeats again and again because this knowledge gets lost. And then he comes again to give this knowledge back again. So he just revives the knowledge. Knowledge is eternal. It's not that it came when his mother came, but this knowledge was all the time there. Bhagavad Gita knowledge was all the time there. He gave this knowledge to Sun God. Evam Vivashvato Yogam. So he gives this knowledge and then one can advance further in this and they come to a human form of life. Without really understanding the goal of our life, we are like Dvipad Pashu. Animals don't have a goal, and if we don't have a goal, which is about 90% of the people don't know what is their goal, why they are here. They just think that eating, sleeping, mating, defending is all in all, then they are animalistic. So one has to come to understand then the advanced learning of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. But they have to follow, at least some human qualities has to be there, not grab anything and enjoy anything by the senses. That is not the proper. So she knew that he is Lord Vishnu or Krishna, Supreme Brahman, and then the sages, they become free from all the disturbances and they meditate on the Lord, and she was also meditating on the Lord. So she praised the Lord in the beginning, and then he became very, very happy and affectionate, and he is replying with gravity that, my dear mother, the path of self-realization which he has instructed to the Lord, it is very easy. You can execute this system without difficulty, and by following it, you shall very soon be liberated even within your present body. In the same body, one can be liberated. So the path is easy for the people who are simple, who only act for Krishna, who follows the rules, regulation, and who become attached to the Lord by service. So in that mood, then it becomes easy. But if we do our own way or concoct some philosophy or some thoughts, then it becomes very, very difficult. So who are actually transcendentalists, they follow the instructions. And if you traverse on this path, see, material path may be pinde pinde matir bhinna, a different way of enjoying, that may be different. But transcendental path is is the same. Anybody can traverse on that path. They should understand and go on that. It's not that whatever yatomat tatopat, whatever your mind, you just do worship anybody, any dog, cat, or even a stone. That is not the way. We have to follow the instruction which is given by the personality of God in different forms, like Lord Krishna, or Rishabh Dev is giving, or Kapil Muni is giving to Mother Devahuti. So those paths are a firm path, a definite path. It's not a concocted path. It is not path that anybody can choose any path. One has to take, and that path is the same, whether it is Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, anywhere the path is the same. So Maitreya Muni is telling all this, and that that after instructing the beloved mother, he took permission from her and left home, and his mission of giving that was fulfilled. So Krishna's mission was to give in Bhagavad Gita and kill all the demons. So Devahuti started practicing Bhakti Yoga in that very ashram. It was very, very opulent ashram, but she did not. She had so many 1,000 of the damsels of higher planetary system that they were all serving, but she did not really care about that. There were so many flowers, and because of the austerities of Karda Muni, he created a whole city, and then that was still there, and she could have enjoyed, but she did not really enjoy. Her hairs were disheveled, and she only ate that much as it was necessary, and not really looking for opulences or worried about that. And her activity was very, very simple, although she was like a queen, or much more, she had wealth. So her curly hairs, they become gradually became gray, and she was performing austerity, but she gradually became thin, and she was not looking for newer and newer modern garments or anything. She, whatever was there, she was using, even if they were old and torn. Just like Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want him to see with a boat with a very valuable blanket. So he changed it with the old one. So he becomes very happy when his disciple or devotee sees that he is not attached to something material or not looking very, very opulent things. You may say, why not opulent? If we have it, we should use it. If it is used for Krishna, that is fine. But if you are using for our own sense enjoyment to show off in the world, then that becomes a problem. But if it is needed, nice clothing, nice car, nice vehicle for preaching activity, that is fine. One can use. So one should understand what is Yukta Vairagya and what is not a Yukta Vairagya. So she had beautiful gardens and sweet fragrant flowers and many trees producing fruits, and but the attraction of such gardens, where there were singing birds, they will sit there, hummingbirds and bees, and so she would not get attached to any of these things. And we should not get attached to any of the things in the material world. Our attachment should be with Krishna. The attachment to the matter would keep us in the material world. So she was always remembering her great husband and her great son in that way. So this saintly Devahuti, in spite of all her possessions, which were in viewed even by the ladies of the heavenly planet, gave up all such comforts. She was only sorry that her great son was separated, naturally separated from her. So Devahuti left, her husband left, then her son also left. So in this way, she was meditating on the son and just passing her time. And when the time comes, then she went back to her Kapil. In this way, she has a very successful life. And anyone who hears this narration, meditates on this narration, and practices the Sankhya Yoga. Understanding Sankhya Yoga is the same as Bhakti Yoga. Sankhya Yoga means we understand that the root cause is Krishna, not all these material things like Panchabhuta and the senses and sense objects. They are not the main thing, but the main thing is the personality of Godhead, and we are his servant. So just like watering the root, that is the devotional service. So Sankhya Yoga and devotional service is one and the same. And anyone who understands this topic and reads them again and again and hear attentively and puts in their heart and does not feel that, oh, what is there? It is just a few story that Madhuri Devuti came and shared. But this is the fact of life. This is not some wishy-washy or some ordinary story. They are the stories of the personality of Godhead. So we should put our attention. Same thing, this Ganga Sagar and holy places, they are real places. They are still there. One can go to those places and then one can purify their existence, because whole atmosphere is surcharged with devotional service to the Lord. Krishna is there personally. I am also here right now in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham, and so my all the best wishes to all of you for Gaur Purnima is coming. I think you have Gaur Purnima tomorrow. Here it is day after tomorrow. So thank you so much. I thought that I will speak about Chaitanya Charitamrita, about some glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then I was told that it was tomorrow. Yesterday you had already someone discussed about the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I did not know what topic or what exactly. So I just gave the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what I was ordered to do. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. You can unmute, and I hope that sound was okay. And it was clear and everybody can hear.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanna Pranam, and glories to
Hare Krishna
and Guru Maharaj. It's a very, very wonderful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your intercession. Prabhuji, you can also speak about Lord Chaitanya. Yesterday, actually, Prabhuji spoke about the Madhavendra Puri. His disappearance day, means not yesterday, day before yesterday. That's why he actually chose the topic that where Madhavendra Puri's pastime was there. You can please share, Prabhu, something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if there is not any question, anything.
Anybody has any questions so far? Let me pull out Chaitanya Charitamrita, at least the first, if I could find Chaitanya Charitamrita here, and then I will. In the beginning, there are Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is talking, he's telling out 17 verses, but 7 verses are for glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we could read those glorification of the Lord, and so just 1 second.
Yes, Prabhu. You can, if it is possible, you can just explain his internal, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come, that external reason and internal
okay.
reason.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So rather
okay,
than
what,
going through.
Whatever you want to speak, that's fine, but please can you add that also?
Okay. Good question. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality of Godhead. It's Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came because he had his own desires. As Krishna, he could not give how to practice Krishna consciousness. He gave that, you give up every religiosity and come to me, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Raja. But how to come to him, how to surrender? So surrendering process, he made it very, very easy, and he gave it very in a very practical way, how to surrender to the personality of Godhead. So he became a devotee. So his external reason is to how to become a pure devotee by chanting the holy name, how to practice that, how to chant, how to be in the mood of Krishna consciousness. But he had his own internal reasons. As Krishna, he could not understand the mood of Sri Mati Radharani's service mood, service attitude, how she is serving, what is his sweetness. He could not relish his own sweetness because he is a vishay, is not a ashray. Ashray means someone who can test that. So the testing is done, the sweetness of Krishna is done by his devotees, particularly the topmost devotees, Srimati Radharani. So he wanted to take the mood of Srimati Radharani. That is one part. He wanted to relish his own sweetness, and then how she enjoys by serving him. So that enjoyment inside, outside is crying. He was crying, but inside he's relishing the association of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in mood of Srimati Radharani, serving Krishna, I mean serving himself in that way. Like when Jagannath he will take as Krishna, and he will run towards the Jagannath Puri or Jagannath. Like when he came to Athara Nala, and he just ran and almost embraced the Lord, and he became unconscious by seeing him. So he would feel that he is the devotee of the Lord, like Srimati Radharani. And so he became so much like he could just touch Srimati Radharani here and there, or they could meet together. But he wanted to see how she is serving him. And so by embracing in every part of the body, in the mood of Radharani, then he is embracing in her, his color became white. His mood is also of Srimati Radharani. Not just the color, but mood also became Srimati Radharani's. In that way, he is showing us the path, which is the topmost. And then he showed us the Vraja Bhakti, that how the Vraja Bhakti is topmost, how Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal, and how the Prem is the highest, Prema Pumartho Mahan, that Prem is the topmost Purushart. Purushart means the activity that that is needed to be done, or that should be done. But what is needed to be done for us is only Prema, Prema Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. So we are here in the material world for engaging in Prema Bhakti, Prema Bhakti is beyond, Raga Anuga Bhakti. We are Anuga means followers. We cannot become Ragatmika Bhakta, but after engaging in Vedi Bhakti, so there are two kinds of Bhakti, Vedi Bhakti, that is, and then there is a Raga Anuga Bhakti. So Raganoga Bhakti is done by following the steps. So he is showing those steps. Like he followed the Srimati Radharani, and we could also follow all the Manjaris, Vraj Gopis, the way that they served with selflessly to the Lord for his pleasure and not for our pleasure of our senses or our own pleasure. Most of the people, they do that, what is there for me, how I will be pleased. But if we please Krishna, it is watering the root of the tree. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. And by his teaching, naturally we can understand the Vraja Bhakti. Without him, the Vraja Bhakti was not available. Maam ekam sharanam Vraja means, people also translate that sharanam Vraja means we should take the shelter of Vraja Bhakta and then take the path of the Vraja Bhakti. So how his life, or how he went in his childhood and young age, and how he followed, so many things are there, and particularly his Rath Yatra festivals and devotees coming through the medium of his different devotees, he put them for our teaching, just like how to be a sannyasi, or how to be a Haridas Thakur, how to chant, or Raghunath Das Goswami, how to be detached from so many material things, and by giving us the holy places in all the scriptures, because he taught to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and in turn they wrote so many books, Dana Shastra Vicharanaik Nipunam. They wrote so many wonderful books, that is the sum and substance of all the Vedic literature. They studied thoroughly and then they gave us, because we cannot understand or study all those Shastra, but they have given in a very, very clear way, that even in Kali Yuga, by just reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Usopanishad, etc., just few of the books, we can purify and we can understand the whole realm of spiritual way of life. So what is spirituality, what is material life, it distinguishes very clearly. There is no ambiguity in any of the teachings of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, people made so many versions, so many things. But people, Srila Prabhupada is the one who gave us as it is, based on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. So if we could take those teachings to our heart and read those life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like we just read the life of Kapil Dev and Mother Devuti, same thing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this one is the highest. He also gave, but not like a Vraja Bhakti. He gave, she went back to Vaikuntha planet. So there is a difference. So any another path will take you to Vaikuntha planet. But taking Vraja Bhakti, you could go to Golok Vrindavan. So there is somewhat difference. I am not saying it is, but you are free of the material entanglement. But we are direct children of Krishna, and He is calling us to come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling, and He is distributing love of Godhead to everybody who is desiring to have it. Not that you have to, just by desiring, He arranges everything for us, and we could go back home, back to the Krishna temple. So it's much, much higher than even Srimad Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam is amal, and it is pure, and it takes us out of all the, it does not give us how to enjoy in the material world. It is transcendental activity, and ultimately the Vraja Bhakti, how to do in a practical way, that is shown by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his by his activities. So we could learn that. Yes, there were some sounds. Somebody want to know.
Hare Krishna. Dhanwat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, this is Gaur Krishna from Atlanta. Prabhuji, I had one big question.
Okay.
Prabhuji, we have, like, for new people, those who are new to Krishna consciousness, we try to preach them about Krishna. And that time they have challenge with, you know, accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, because there are demigods also who they have faith. And then we introduce Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how should we introduce Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that, you know, their faith gradually and very nicely increases? And so basically my question is, how do we introduce Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to new devotees?
He is the supreme. He is nothing other than Radha and Krishna. But he is Yuga Avatar for this age, that he has inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. So he brought the Sankirtan movement, and he made that process in Kali Yuga. Like in Bhagavatam, it says Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan Yasti Ek Mahan Guna Kirtana Teva Krishna Mukta Sangha Param Rajan. And just by doing Kirtan, you could become from this material world and to Param Vraja, means to go back to Krishna's abode. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so wonderful that he distributed this Sankirtan movement. He is the one who inaugurated this movement. He brought this movement. He gave this Maha Mantra. He was himself following, and he told us that wherever you go, you ask them to chant Krishna's name. He sent Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda to go village to village, home to home, and give this, that please chant the holy name, putting even Trana Dante Kori, that you put the, with utmost humility, tell them that Bolo Krishna, Karo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha. So you Bolo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha, means you speak about Krishna, you follow the Bhagavad Gita, and just Bol Hari Bol, just say. So our introduction to them, yes, He is the Supreme Lord. He is not like a avatar. He is Swayam Avatari, just like Krishna, but in a form like Krishna, that two personalities. Krishna initially, like the personality of God, it became two, Vamangi, Srimati Radharani, and Krishna. So for His eternal pastimes, He became two, but same two personalities, they became one in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And He is not looking for anything, not even to surrender, but just to have a keen desire in the heart to understand about Krishna and go back to Krishna's abode. So He sowed the Bhakti Lata Beej. Bhakti Lata Beej is by chanting, we sow our seed of Bhakti Lata, and by watering properly and removing the weeds and not doing any mad elephant offenses, the creeper would grow and go all the way to not only Vaikuntha planet, crossing beyond the Vaikuntha to Golok Vrindavan. So He gave Vraja Bhakti, which none of the other incarnation is given. And that's why Advaita Acharya Prabhu, He prayed to the Supreme Lord, although He is Mahavishnu Himself, but He is praying that you please come, you could only give that Vraja Bhakti. And so that's why He came. Although Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu Himself could have given that, but they wanted Him to come and give their Vraja Bhakti because that is His prerogative. Mahavishnu and they are from Vaikuntha planet. They understand it could be given by Vraja Bhakta or the personality who is from Vraj. They could give that bhakti. So you could tell them that he is Lord just as it is there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Prabhupada has described. So we have to introduce as the personality of Godhead, but he is magnanimous. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He gave Krishna Prema. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishena. He is Krishna, but he came as Krishna Chaitanya. To that Krishna Chaitanya and Namne Gauratvishena, I pay my obeisances to such a Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It is the most munificent incarnation, he is so compassionate that he gives to anybody, papi tapi jita chilo, whatever it is, which is Krishna does not give, he kills them. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not kill anybody because everybody is a demon in this age. In the same person there is a demon and there is some devotee, some devotion which is covered. But everybody is a demon, so he did not kill in the Kali Yuga to anyone, but he killed their madness of the material attraction. He is killing that you get attracted to the Supreme Lord. And just like Prabhupada went to Russia and so many devotees, so wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, they all become devotees. Even so many Pathans and so many Yavanas and Chan Kazi and his entourage and so many Mayavadis, that he went to Kashi, Banaras, 10,000 followers of Prakashananda, they all become devotees. And they were all raising their hands and chanting the holy name. So, I think gradually his birth and everything, all his activity, childhood activity, all this you could give in short, like it is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his The Precepts and Life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a small, very small book.
Yes, sir.
Could introduce that. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know it is you may say it is a complex, but you give it as he is, without any making it up.
Correct. Yeah, because, I mean, although it is new for them, but we have to give as it is. I agree, Prabhupada.
Right.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, this is Damodarananda from Bloomington, Illinois.
Yes, Damodarananda Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, I did not know who the speaker was today, but I thought of you early morning. And I have a question to ask you. It came up, it's not related to today's topic or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
No, it's okay.
So we have a Bhagavad Gita conference call, and we are on the 13th chapter, the Kshetra Kshetrajna, the material nature, the enjoyer. So in that, you know, there is a shloka, I don't remember the shloka now, right now, because I'm driving. It says that soul, although, you know, it's in the body, which is the Kshetra, and all the activities are being performed, but the soul doesn't get entangled. Nalipyate, you know, I'm not remembering the exact shloka. So the question came up by one of the devotees that if the soul doesn't get entangled, then why are we entangled in this world? You know, why are we entangled by the karma theory? I try to answer it from my perspective. I want to hear something from you know, senior person like you. How would you answer that? If the soul doesn't get entangled, then why are we entangled here in life, work, death, old age?
See, we are thinking now in the material conception that I am the body. And attachment to the body and the senses and sense enjoying propensity, that is entangling us. We are in different modes because of our different desires and different bodies. So body we think is the soul. So it is not the soul who gets entangled, it is the senses, body, mind, intelligence, that is all getting entangled, and it is close connection to the soul. So we feel that, yes, I am entangled. Just like when you get a nice car and you are sitting and you get there is an accident, but you don't get any hurt, but you feel you are got hurt because the car that you are attached to get, like if your son becomes very sick, you feel so much inconvenience, although you are not sick, but because of the attachment to the son, you take that pain on yourself. So the same way, the entanglement is of the body, the senses, the attachment, they get hurt because of their ego. So our mind is the manaeva manushanam karanam bandha moksha. What is binding us is our mind, the thought, in the dream that we fear. Although nothing happens to you, you are lying comfortably in your apartment, but why you become fearful or sometimes very happy is because you think that whatever in the dream you are thinking is you. But it is not you. It is your mind is taking you to the dreamland. And so same thing when it is said in the Shastra that you don't get injured, hurt or anything, but it is you feel that way because of the intense longing for that. Intense, you may say, there is some nice word in Sanskrit, but you feel it's just like a kind of attachment. Attachment to home, attachment to family, attachment to children, attachment to wealth. And when we get detached, we feel so much pain and hurting. Like honey, laugh, they are all the same. It is the same soul who is thinking or the mind is thinking. But the mind is the same, but the feeling is different in both status, although it is the same. Because, say, when there is a loss, or you have a lot of profit, in one thing that you become very happy, but who is realizing all that? It is the mind who is realizing. Now I am enjoying, I have so much wealth, oh, I have become so much in loss. So mind is the one who is experiencing both sides. But if you control the mind, so it is the mind attaching to the soul is in problem, not the soul itself. Soul is free of all this, but our desire to associate with that, our desire means, see, we are soul, that is very much true, but we are being attached in the material world to the body, senses, mind, intelligence, and that's why we are in the material world, until we become free from this attachment. Rag is the cause of so much suffering, and that's why there is a detachment, rag and vairagya. So we should detach and feel that I have nothing to do with this material world. I am not part of the material world. But when we start feeling that I am part, karanam guna sangashya sad asad yoni janmasu. That karanam guna sangashya, we are associating with the gunas, three gunas. And that's why you take birth in so many different species of life, in your way of enjoying, not the like somebody wants to eat filthy things. You become a hog, so Krishna gives you that body. So we are in mode of ignorance, thinking that that is very nice. Although you could take halwa and eat nice, but you take prasad, Krishna's, and then you elevate yourself. But rather than we go to a hotel and eat something, food that is cooked by non-devotees, and get more and more entangled. So if you take a spiritual path, you become free. If you take a material path, you become entangled. So it is just because of the thinking that I am the body, that is the cause of all the suffering.
Right. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much for so succinctly explaining. The answer I came up with was that, yes, the soul is not entangled, but the soul in the material world is encased in this material body. This is sthul sharir, and then there is a sukshma sharir, which doesn't leave us even when we leave this gross body. The sukshma sharir or the subtle body,
yeah.
Mind, ego and intelligence that surrounds the soul actually imprisons the soul, and that's where everything is encoded for the next, karmic reactions to happen and to suffer and to enjoy or whatever, and that goes on.
Right.
So it's very nicely explained by you by the example of car, and then everything is happening at the level of the mind, which is actually the outer part of the soul, which is the sukshma sharir. And also, the reason I thought of you was you told me when we go to the Vaikuntha, when you cross the Karna ocean, and that's the place where you leave your Karna body, and this pure soul goes to the Vaikuntha.
Right. Right. Yeah, your sukshma body gets dissolved in the karna ocean.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
You nicely answered. That was nice. Okay. Anyone else want to discuss?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for nicely explaining Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Bhagavatam ki jai. Obviously, Prabhupada and Sakadev. Dandvat.
My Dandvat Pranam to all the Vaishnavas.
Hi, Krishna Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam Shri Prabhupada Jai Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Prabhuji, where does it. So, where is this Karana ocean? Is it after Virja River? Where is it?
Okay. See, Karana ocean and Virja River is one and the same thing. Karana ocean, that is the cause of all the jiva soul, they come from Karana ocean. And it is beyond, see, there is a covering of each material universe. We are in a universe, Brahmanda. And then there are layers of Prithvi, Jal, Agni, Vayu, Akash, and then mind, intelligence, ego, those layers. And then the, all this, including all the Brahmandas, all the universes, which are in millions, they are again covered by another earth, water, fire, air, ether, again by the same color. Each, the next succession is 10 times darker or 10 times deeper or bigger than that layer. And ultimately beyond these layers is a Karana ocean. So there are universes, coverings, then there are coverings of all the universes together, then there is the boundary, and beyond all that is the Virja River, which is the boundary between the material world and the spiritual world. So we are born from that Karana ocean. That's why it is called Karana. Karan is the cause of us, which is also Virja River, is a kind of a spiritual river, but it separates the spiritual world, Vaikuntha planet, from the material planets. So there is a spiritual material sky where there is a sun, it is a dark place, and then there is a spiritual sky which is illuminated by the bodily functions of the Lord, and also from all the it's all self-effulgent planets. They don't require any electricity. Natat bhashyate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. That Krishna is saying that it is not a asat place, it is a real place. And this place is temporary because it comes and it goes away. It just dwindles gradually, just like our body dwindles. Our body is temporary, our whole material world is temporary, and it has changes. But the spiritual world, it remains eternally the same, it does not change, and when we go, there is so much variegatedness, but there is no change. Variegatedness is there, but we enjoy all the variegatedness. But it's not that we don't die, we don't take another body. See, there is no body really, it is the spiritual body that is made of Satchit and Ananda. And that's what we are looking for, but we are looking in a wrong place in the material world, so there is no bliss, but it is Asat, Achit and Nirananda. Without any bliss. And that's why we suffer the material pangs. But once we go there, so the position of this Virja River, there is a Virja River and there is Vaitrani Nadi. Vaitrani Nadi takes you to Sanyamanipuri, Yamraj's place, which is Vaitrani Nadi is made of purse, stool, urine, all foul smelling things. So Vaitrani and Virja, these two starts with O, but there is a big difference. One takes you to a spiritual kingdom by crossing that, and one takes you to the Yamaraja's place to get suffer all different kinds of miseries. What we have done, sinful activity, we have to get the resultant reaction. But it is only human being goes there, not the animals. Because animal itself is a suffering yoni. But human being has the prerogative of getting good or bad. And they could just cross over all these things, and they could burn there all the seeds of whatever karma. Karmani nirdahati kintuja, they get fried up. But prarabdha, yes, you have to suffer, but you could be prevented from going to the hellish planets by going through the way of Vaitrani Nadi. So you understand the difference between Virja Nadi or Karana Samudra and Vaitarani, the situation where it is situated, and by crossing Virjanadi, you go to a spiritual atmosphere. There are Siddhas who fly, and beyond the Siddha Loka, that is the effulgent place, you go to Vaikuntha Loka, which is inhabited by different forms of the Vishnus, which has different ornaments in different hands. Shankar Chakra Gada Padma, by the different arrangements, then there are different names. Like Kapil Dev's mother also went to that kind of planet. Kapil Vaikuntha. Narasimha Loka. Ram has his own Saket Dham. Krishna has his Golok Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his own place too. And that way, there is, but that is not, Chaitanya and Krishna are not in Vaikuntha planet. They are two sides of the Golok Vrindavan. One side is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, another side is Krishna and Radha, and one side is Krishna and Radha combined as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I hope just a little bit narration that you understand. And then beyond all this Vaikuntha planet, there is a Shiva Loka, then there is a Devi Dham, that is this material planet. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
You're welcome. Hare Krishna. So, anyone else has any? Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Can we explain, Prabhu, about that putting grass in the teeth? And what is the significance of that? All the Sanatana Goswami, all the Rupa Goswami, all the Goswamis, they before the Lord, they put istra in there.
I mean, one feels humbler than a grass. They put that I am beyond, below this grass which tolerates so many things. So it is a sign of humility, utmost humility, that is shown by Rupa and Sanatana Goswami by putting a straw in their teeth, in their mouth, and went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's a sign of humility that you feel yourself humbler, not I am a scholar, I am this, and go with a pride, great pride in front of the Lord or in front of any advanced Vaishnava. That is not good. We should be always humble, and in only then that is state of mind one can chant the holy name of the Lord purely. That attracts the attention of the Lord. So I told you three internal reasons of the Lord is his own sweetness. To just in short, is Radharani's service attitude and how she enjoys more than himself. So three features that he wanted to come, and he was lacking in those. As Krishna, he could not enjoy. That's why he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani to enjoy those three things. So ashray becomes vishay, vishay becomes ashray.
So, Prabhuji, I would like to mention about this straw in the teeth. From the history, Mohammad Gauri attacked India 17 times. Prithviraj Chauhan defeated him 17 times. So every time he was produced in the court in front of Prithviraj Chauhan, he came with a bunch of straw in his mouth. And as he said, he told him that he's like his cow and he should have mercy on him and forgive him. So 17 times Prithviraj Chauhan gave, released him and did not do anything to him just because he came in that state. He knew the Vaishnava culture. Yes, and the 18th time when he won, then he did all those bad things to Prithviraj Chauhan and everything. Mm.
Right, but that is deceiving. He was a Vaishnava, Prithviraj Chauhan, so he did that. But in his mind, he was crooked, just showing to get relief. And then next time that he killed the king himself. So one should be feeling also inside and outside also. Not that the feeling is something different. That is duplicity. And Krishna does not like that. So that is external or material example, and the king was a devotee, so he understood his humility and he forgave him. But he was a crooked man. Good example. Yes, what you told is right.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. It's all the answers. So wonderful. Thank you for your gracious session, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. The wonderful Vaishnava Association. My all the best wishes and blessings to everybody on the Gaur Purnima day. That may Lada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu best with Adhra's mercy to so that our mind always turns towards him, towards his lotus feet, and we feel with feeling that we could chant the holy name of the Lord. So I'm also trying to practice and looking for blessings of all the Vaishnavas. So my crooked mind or mind which goes for sense enjoyment could become controlled or curbed or and goes towards the Supreme Lord. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice class discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Mancha Krupata Rubyakshya Krupasindhu
Vishya Krupasindhu Vyavacha Patita Nam Pavanagya
Vashnavevya Namunna Anankuti Vashnavindhu Ki Jai Vila Prabhupada
Ki Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Gaur Purnima Festival Ki Jai.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam to everyone.
Thank you.